colored elevators are rather unique. And that has come about because we used to have a man in charge of maintenance by the name of Claude Cruikshank. And his wife was an interior decorator. And one Sunday away back when, they went driving around Manitoba, just looking at elevators. And his wife said, "Claude, you've got to do something to improve these elevators. Everybody painted their wooden country elevator with CPR red. You've got to do something to improve the color of these towns. And it wouldn't cost any more to put them colored than paint them red. And you paint it every 4 or 5 years, so do something about it." And he said, "Well, dear, what color would you paint them?" And she thought for a minute, looked around. Well, she said, "I'd paint the main building the color of my slacks, and I'd paint the roof the color of my blouse. Well, we'll see what we can do." Well, I was involved in the company at the time, and he came to me and he said, I said, "It sounds like a great idea." So all that winter, we had samples of orange paint and yellow paint in the office, and we dipped shingles in them and matched them up as they dried to see how they would look. In the spring, we picked two and decided we'd paint three elevators. And don't ask me what three towns. I should know, but I don't. I can't remember. And so we sent the paint crews out to paint these elevators. And one after the other, all three elevator managers phoned in and resigned. And they said they were the whole talk of the community. And we said, "Well, just don't resign, stay tough. Let's see what it's going to do for the business." And I remember I got the call from one man. He said, I just can't take it anymore. He said, "One of my big clients called in this morning. He lives 12 miles out of town. And he turned out of his driveway and he looked towards town and he said, I could see the elevator." I said, "Well, we've got it. We've got it. So just hang tough." And he did. And so that's where the orange and yellow came from. Hmm.